Are we on?
I'm here.
All right, very good. So, Bob, I wanted to say thank you for being willing to spend a little time with me and just kind of go over the last 18 months of coaching and
sure.
in the executive fitness coaching program with me.
Yeah.
And so thank you for this. And
you're welcome.
It's been great to work with you. You have been absolutely fabulous to work with, and the results that you produce have been fabulous.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thrilled and delighted. And,
me too.
so great, really, really great. So why don't you so I just want to kind of go through the questions that I had sent to you, and why don't you share with me a little bit about your background in terms of the type of work that you do
sure.
and your family and some of the things that you've encountered for yourself in terms of your health prior to working with me.
Sure. Let's see. I've spent most of my career in the college textbook business, mostly as a VP of sales or something like that, running big sales organizations. Then about 8 years ago, I started my own business and basically providing telesales programs and services to college textbook publishers. So I opened an office and started with some folks working here kind of on a seasonal part-time basis. And so we take on projects for textbook publishers, and I have a really good network, and we do really good work. So we've been at that for about 8 years. It's a lot less stressful, a lot less crazy, a lot less money, but that was fine. I just got to a point where I just wanted to enjoy my life more than I was as a corporate guy. So we've been doing that for about 8 years. I have three kids. Two and a half of them are grown. the two girls are 25 and 23. The 25-year-old just announced that she's getting married next summer in Boulder. So that was great news. My other daughter lives in Madison. She's a Wisconsin graduate who works in customer service and support, and is probably headed towards nursing school now.
Oh, great.
And then my son, he's the one who's half grown up. He's 20, lives at home. He's in just started a program. He's not in the program. He's got to take some courses. He's trying to get into a radiology tech program. And unlike his sisters, who are kind of go-getters and had part-time jobs and hustled through school, he's not doing any of those things. And he seems to be, well, I don't even know if he's looking around for what he wants to do, but it's a little stressful trying to kind of help him along. And, hoping that he finds some direction. My wife, I've been married to Nancy for almost 30 years now.
And, wow.
Yeah, June it'll be 30 years.
Congratulations.
She teaches school. When I left corporate life, she went back to teaching. She had been a school teacher. She teaches middle school, basically emotionally disturbed kids. The kids with learning problems, they have some version, kind of milder versions of autism. Some of them just come from crazy homes. And she loves it. She's real good at it. So she went back to teaching about 6 or 7 years ago.
Mm, that's
good. You know, life is, it's really interesting. I mean, I kind of work on the same schedule that Nancy does. We're not very busy in the summer. We're not busy between mid-December till about mid-January. It's a pretty nice life. We've lived in Chicago, the suburb of Chicago, for about 11 or 12 years. When we met, I had joined Vistage probably about a year before that, Ruben. So when you came to speak to our group, my health history included a mild heart attack when I was 41.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of these things where there was one artery. The Widowmaker, they call it, I guess, was about 90% closed. And at that point, my weight was really good. I was running. I've kind of struggled with my weight pretty much since about 10 years old, I would think. And so at that time, I'd basically joined a 12-step group, which worked really, really well. Went back to running. While I was out running, I kind of had some problems. It went away in about 3 or 4 minutes Took another month to go through testing and things like that to find out that I had an artery that was pretty well closed up.
Mm-hmm.
So got that taken care of, did a rehab program. My weight was fine for about 6 years. I kind of wandered away from my program and put some weight back on. So trying to think. And then the other part of my history was prostate cancer. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in December of 2004. I had surgery. I had my prostate removed at Northwestern University Hospital January of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time I'd met you, I'd also started with some recent problems with kidney stones.
Right.
And had one minor surgery to kind of pull one of the stones out that wouldn't come out on its own. That was not much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of getting to be like a twice-a-year event. You know, I'd be somewhere. I'd be out playing golf with some guys, and all of a sudden, I just felt awful. So that was kind of annoying. And several years ago, I went back to my 12-step program. I really hadn't lost a whole lot more weight. I'm still struggling with that a little bit. And then so when you showed up, I was really ready to do something else. I'd been thinking about some things. I think that, believe it or not, the kidney stone thing kind of made me think, I'm tired of ignoring these health issues. And, with the things I've learned and the things I know over the years, I know better than this. And so, you know, why am I stuck here? And so there were some of the things you said about, we all make choices, and some other things that kind of put me in a more coachable frame of mind. So when you had mentioned that, I thought everything that you had presented at the program really kind of hit some nerves about water. I thought, geez, that's why I have kidney stones. I don't drink enough water. And, the exercise and the sleep and all the things you went over in that program, kind of the balance of cardio with some strength training and things like that. So the whole thing, it was just a really good time for me to hear those things, and I was willing to do what I needed to do to make some changes.
That's great. That's great. Now, you also were on some medications, if I'm not mistaken as well, right?
I still am. At that point, I was taking 60 milligrams of Lipitor, which is about three times the average dose. I don't know whether it's normal or not.
Right, the average dose,
To kind of keep my my cholesterol in check.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've shared this with you. I'm down to 20 milligrams. As I exercised, it kind of took the place of, in terms of managing my cholesterol, the exercise took the place of some of the pills. I still take one a day. But my goal by the end of the year is to maybe get off of that completely.
Sure.
So I have an annual checkup with a cardiologist, and so I'm going to talk with him about that. But I've had one cholesterol test since I cut back to one, and my HDL and LDL are fine.
Great.
And, so they're about as low as they've ever been. I always get these numbers mixed up, Ruben. I may have to go back and get them for you.
Yeah, sure.
My last set of numbers, but I'm kind of actually a little bit under the normal range at this point.
Oh, that's good. That's really great. Really, really great. So about the time that you started working with me, how much would you say that you the extra weight and the Lipitor you were taking, 60 milligrams?
I was taking Topril as well for blood pressure.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were taking blood pressure medication.
Right.
How much extra weight would you say you were at that time?
I was probably 240
mm-hmm.
at that point.
And how tall are you and how old are you?
I'm 57
mm-hmm.
and I'm about 5'9".
Right. Okay.
And, I hadn't really exercised on a regular basis, I would say probably for 6 or 7 years. I was probably still in my running phase at that point. I've kind of given up running,
mm-hmm.
Just because I've kind of beat up my ankles.
Right. That was the other issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was just, you know, just feeling old and creaky, and I could just kind of feel some things kind of slipping away from me. I've always had, you know, kind of minor lower back problems, and some of that was getting in the way of golf. I used to have to stretch a lot to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things. So I was really feeling my age.
Right. Anymore. Right. Yeah. So that's how it was, you know, right about 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And then if life, like if you were to have, if, like if you had not met me and had not started working with me, and, you know, like we have, there's a probable future, like the probability of how life would go if life were to continue
sure.
to go the way that it was going. So what would have been the probability of how your future would have been looking like and what your lifestyle would
yeah.
have been looking like if things had remained the same?
Well, I think I probably would have had more continuing kidney stone problems. I still, you know, I've had some scans and things like that. I definitely have a couple more kidney stones, but they haven't moved or acted up at all since we started working together. So I'm sure I would have been dealing with some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably would have been taking at least 60 milligrams of Lipitor, maybe more. You know, I started with 20 milligrams years and years ago, and gradually over time it had gone up to 60 to try to just kind of keep it from going up. And at this point, you know, after 18 months of exercise, I think it's feasible that he'll let me go without it.
Yeah, right. That's incredible, yeah.
But, you know, in terms of, you know, the prognosis if I had, and I think more than anything, the one thing I'm sure about is I'm not a guy who's going to be depressed,
mm-hmm.
but you just can't feel good about yourself. I mean, you just,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of this, it's like having something in your back pocket and sitting on it all day long. It's just kind of annoying. To know better and not be able to make some progress. So I just think in terms of my own peace of mind, I just I feel a lot better now. I think I probably would have stayed kind of annoyed, and I'm not grouchy either, but I can get grouchy sometimes when stuff gets on my nerves, like me. You know?
Yeah, right.
So
I will have to ask your wife about that too.
Well, you call her. I can tell you what she'd say, but that wouldn't be scientific.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know, in terms of other things, I don't feel nervous about my heart now. I don't think I did before, but you just kind of have this idea in the back of your head that you just know you're going to pay the price someday. And you just don't know if it's going to be kind of the ultimate price or another something else. They're going to have to roto-rooter an artery or put a stent in or something like that.
Sure, right.
I just kind of got to the point where I thought, you know, if I don't have to do any of that ever again, that would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in terms of the blood pressure, I think it's real obvious that my weight is related to that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I was hoping, I didn't really think of this as a grand plan to lose 50 or 60 pounds, although that's ultimately what I want to do. It was more, I'd be taking some gradual steps towards better health if I did the things that you were suggesting. And if along the way I lost weight too, which is kind of inevitable, then that would be great. But I've kind of been down that crazy diet thing before, and that lasts about 2 weeks, and then you just kind of get tired and worn down and you move on. This was different. I didn't have it in the back of my head that I was going to lose 50 or 60 pounds
mm-hmm.
working with you. I just felt like anything I can do to be healthier is going to make me feel better.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So I can get that that's, you know, that's what really compelled you to start working with me, you know,
yeah,
to be healthier.
I was frustrated with myself, and I was willing to do some things to put off whatever kidney stone stuff, more medication, those kinds of things.
Sure.
Which I kind of knew were coming my way if I didn't do something.
Right, right. So what have been some of the major lessons and insights that you've gotten from working with me during this last 18 months?
Well, I mean, I know this about myself and other areas of my life. I do better when I'm accountable to someone. Whenever I've tried exercise programs, and not that they, I haven't been able to stick with them, because I ran for a long time to kind of help with my weight and things like that, and I wasn't accountable to anybody. But sooner or later, you know, it's kind of a struggle, and you kind of get worn down. I really felt like I wanted somebody to know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or not doing, and I've just kind of learned that it's important for me to keep score and to share it with someone. Right now, I basically send some version of that of my chart to a guy that I work with in my program, and you know, he doesn't know much about it other than he knows it's good for me to report to somebody and to see whether, you know, I got my 5 or 6 days a week in or not.
Right.
Other than that, I don't think he really cares. But some of the stuff I keep track of for myself.
Sure.
So I've learned that it's better for me to be accountable. I have a much better chance of succeeding at anything if I'm accountable.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was just being patient. I think my personality, my nature is to be impatient, to want quick results, and to be impulsive, and you know, just kind of not having really, really high expectations, you know, no specific weight loss or anything else when I started. It was I've just learned to be patient with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever I do, really the amount of time that I do it over time, or the longer I can stay with it, and the more time I can give myself to kind of see some of the results. I remember the first month to be able to look back and to say that I'd worked out or I'd been to the gym and I knew everybody at the gym a month later. I mean, that was a big deal, and just, you know, kind of being patient and letting the program work, what we were doing, just kind of waiting for some of the results. I've learned to ignore whatever need I have or whatever desire I have for real quick results, because I've never gotten quick results.
Mm, that's great. That's really great.
The consistency, you know, I'd started exercise programs, and frankly, I'd done fairly well with some of my running programs. I'd run for 3 or 4 or 5 years at a time. May or may not have been the best thing for me, but I've done some of that, but just the idea of being consistent and being a little bit flexible. I mean, I for some strange reason, I also have this kind of little perfectionist strain going on that, you know, if I miss a day for something or I get sick or something, you know, I just kind of learn to live with being consistent over the long run instead of, you know, being up or down because I only got 4 workouts in this week. I mean, you know, previously I was having no workouts, so 4 is a huge improvement. So,
mm-hmm.
but I did learn that being consistent over time is really a big deal, because it didn't feel like 18 months.
Yeah,
that we were doing this. It,
right.
It really didn't.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's great. Really, really great.
And then the other thing I learned was that I really do in. Not so much as a 57-year-old guy, because I've done some things to my body that I can't reverse, but I do have some control over what the next 20 or 30 years of my life looks like and feels like. And the feeling I came away with is, you know, nobody knows how long, and I don't really care. It's just that for the time that I'm here, I want to be healthy enough to ski and play golf without, you know, being in a lot of pain, and to be able to go to the gym and to feeling good walking around. I mean, I really didn't do a lot with the strength stuff. I did what you told me to do, but I wasn't looking to lift more weight or do 100 crunches or any of that stuff. But I was amazed that, you know, 3 times a week for 15, 20 minutes, I really just felt stronger and healthier just walking around.
Great.
It changed the way I felt about my, you know, about myself walking around. I really do, in spite of all my health problems, I'm the healthiest sick guy that I know.
That's true. And yes, that's really great.
But I just feel better. And, you know, I know it's physically, but, you know, emotionally, I just feel good.
Yeah. And it impacts everything.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like we talked about in the seminar, it impacts your, you know, it impacts how you feel about yourself emotionally, mentally. It impacts your ability to think and concentrate and solve problems and you know, just your motivation for yourself.
Yeah.
And that keeps it very positive. So that's really great. Really great.
And then the only other thing was just, you know, it never occurred to me once I started taking blood pressure medication and cholesterol stuff that I could stop that.
Mm.
It was something I could do to get healthy enough where I didn't need to take that stuff. And so I feel differently now. You know, I think I have a good chance of getting off the Lipitor by the end of this year. I think maybe in another year, I could be off the blood pressure medication too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you're actually seeing the results of the consistent efforts making a difference and actually reversing the challenges that led to the medication. So that's a major, major opportunity.
One minor thing too is, I love playing golf. I'm not a lunatic about it, but I really like it. And I've gone back to carrying my bag and walking the course.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how much more enjoyable it is to do that than to sit my big ass in a golf cart and drive around. Really. You know, it's a little bit of exercise, you know, carrying it, whatever the clubs weigh, an extra 30 or 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be able to do that, because most guys want to ride carts and those kinds of things. I feel like, you know, here's a little bit of a strength thing. This is good for my legs. It's probably good for my back. Good for my core and all that stuff. And
sure.
I see a little bit more of the course than my friends do who are driving around.
Yeah. No, that's really great. Awesome. Awesome. Great. And what would you say are some of the major changes and results that you've experienced for yourself during this period of the last 18 months?
I would say it just literally the physical and mental idea of walking around as a healthy guy. You know, my ankles don't hurt, my knees don't hurt. I've probably lost probably a little over 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I have another 30 to go, but I'm going to give myself another 6 months or a year to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
But just that idea of just feeling kind of good in your the way you are and feeling strong and healthy. You know, habit things. I definitely drink a lot more water now. And maybe it probably does help kind of ward off some of my struggles with kidney stones. So I feel like I'm doing what I can to postpone whatever could be coming from that. And maybe I won't have any more of it. I'd say that, you know, I still have some candy once in a while, but I was eating a lot of that stuff. And if I have sugar once a week, maybe now it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know from other experiences that, that the less sugar I eat, the healthier I get and the better I eat. There's some little addictive thing in there. Once I have some sugar or some candy or something like that, you know, I think my mind more than my body craves it.
And, absolutely.
So doing without, 98% of the time, I think has been really good for me. And the thing is, once you don't have it very much, you don't really miss it very much at all. And you know, when I do have it, I just it's just not as much fun. Once you stop, for the most part, it's not as fun or exciting as you thought it was. And so
that's right.
it's kind of taken the little bit of magic out of it that it had. And I would say the same thing with beer. And it's not that I don't have a beer once in a while, but if I have two beers in a week, it's a lot. And I would say before that, 6 to 10 beers a week would have been more kind of a normal week for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I might get down to zero of both of those things, but I think a major piece of my weight problem really has to do with those two things.
Sure.
With all the calories and sugar that's in beer and all the crap that comes with any kind of sweet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Now talk about your exercise now, because it has become part of your life, because that's been huge, I think.
Well, it used to take so much commitment to just go like once a week. Am I going to go today? Oh, no, I'll go tomorrow. I procrastinate. I put it off. And then I'd kind of feel like if I did go to the gym on a Saturday or Sunday, I'd build up some credits where I could go eat badly or drink more beer or something. And I was able to disconnect that whole equation, that I don't exercise to build a bank account of calories so I can eat crappy food and drink beer. I do it because it's just part of being healthy, and it's part of me having a really, really great quality of life and hanging on to it as long as I can. And there's this whole irony of Americans wait until they're 65 to retire, and then their bodies are so shot, it limits all the things they could have been doing to enjoy retirement. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I have I have what I need now, that I could easily be skiing until I'm 70 or 75, or playing golf till then. I mean, the things that really kind of give me joy, make me feel alive, those kinds of things. I feel like I just bought another 10 or 15 years of being able to do those things.
Sure. And do it and do it with satisfaction and fulfillment.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what happened also with the recurrence of the prostate cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about that. I had a what they call a biochemical recurrence. So what that means is, as you know, there's some little bit of cancer left, and it starts to jack up your PSA. When I get the blood work done, it was tiny, but the fact that it went up at all indicates that they missed something. And so the recommendation was that I not wait till until it really started to climb, that I get started. And I thought it was a good idea, so I started on that. So I had
You started on radiation therapy, right?
Yep. Yeah. And 37 sessions of that, and I think we talked about it the whole time. I mean, there were a couple days where I felt kind of exhausted, but that was really it. That was the extent of the side effects of 7.5 weeks of radiation. The doc would come in. I'd see him once a week, and he'd come in with his prescription pad. He just wanted to earn his money. He wanted to write a prescription or hear about some side effects I'd had or hear about a problem. And I kept saying, no, I'm good. I'm fine. Everything's hunky dory. And, he's kind of a younger guy. He's probably in his late 30s or early 40s. And he just kind of shake his head and say, man, you're doing great. And I made it real clear that I was exercising pretty much 5-6 times a week. And he said he had no doubt that that made the kind of, if there were going to be any side effects, it really kind of took all the steam out of it. And everybody that I, nurses, the doctor, the techs that I worked with, all were really just kind of amazed that I never really had any problems. I had my 3-month checkup. I went back to see him, and it's the same thing. I mean, he finally got it through his head that I wasn't going to have problems that he needed to fix. And so when I saw him, I mean, he wasn't surprised that I was doing well, and my PSA went down to 0 again. So it's no guarantee it's going to stay there the rest of my life, but I did the radiation. It didn't keep me from doing anything. I think I told you one time on one of our calls, I literally walked out the door of the cancer center and jumped in the car and went over to the first tee about 15 minutes away with the guys and carried my golf bag and played 18 holes of golf.
Mm-hmm. That was remarkable.
Yeah.
And I think that's a testament to, you know, the whole comprehensive approach that we took, you know, in modifying the diet, the exercise, you know, everything, supplementation, the whole bit, and that you were able to go through radiation therapy. And it wasn't, you know, localized, it was systemic. So, I mean, you know, that's the kind of stuff that radiation type of therapy, it usually knocks people down pretty badly.
Yeah.
And you were able to go through with flying colors and you exercised the entire way through.
Yep.
So that would not have happened if you'd not had, I think it was about, you know, 12, 13 months at that point of the patterns that got established with your healthy lifestyle behaviors.
Yeah, it was, I know it made a difference. And so I was real grateful that, that you know, I had, I think I probably had 13, like you said, 13 or 14 months under my belt before, before I saw that guy, before I started going through that. And,
yeah.
So it was one of the best decisions I think I've ever made. And I think as long as somebody knows what I'm doing and they know that I have a program and I'm working it and they know kind of what I'm up to, I think I'll be fine.
Yeah. So what do you, you know, you alluded to this a little bit before, but, you know, what do you see for yourself now as the future of your health and lifestyle? And you said that, you know, you can definitely see that you've gotten, you know, probably another 10, 15 years of added vitality and anything else that you see for yourself as the future for your health and lifestyle.
Well, I know that taking, you know, once I kind of get off this Lipitor, I'll feel like that was a major accomplishment and to stay off it. So I see this guy every year. It's not like, you know, there isn't somebody checking on me to see how I'm doing. So I feel like if I get that out of the way and then see if I can find out a little bit more about what's going on with my blood pressure and other things I can do other than the obvious stuff, lose weight. I don't think my diet is too salty or whatever, but I kind of feel the same way I felt when you and I started. I'm just kind of open, whatever I need to do to address this, so I don't stroke out someday or end up having to be taken care of or something. I'll do whatever I have to do. And so I guess, you know, I guess I just feel like I just maybe added another 10 years of kind of vital living to my life that I will be skiing and I will be playing golf like a guy in his 40s or 50s, not like a guy in his 60s and 70s with the bad swing and the hobbling around crap.
Yeah. That's really great.
You know, with my, you know, with my daughter in Boulder getting engaged, I feel like, hey, if she's going to start having kids or the other one starts having kids or whatever, you know, I'll be in good shape to be a grandpa to pick kids up and run around with them and do stuff. So I don't get ahead of myself, but I just feel like, you know, instead of being this gradual decline, I'm kind of headed the other way. I feel like, you know, it's been 18 months since we started. I feel a lot better. I'm doing a lot of things I couldn't do 18 months ago. And I don't know where it's going to lead. If I lose another 30 pounds, 40 pounds. Maybe I could start running again. Maybe I have another shot at a running career in this, or some mountain climbing or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think the main thing is you know, the capacity to actually have, you know, a life of vital living.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the main thing. I mean, you just, you know, a healthier lifestyle, more vital energy, more productivity in your work, you know, and better times with your family. And, you know, that's, I mean, who doesn't want to have that?
Yeah.
You know, so that's
exactly.
Really great.
So, I think that's, about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to pin, I don't want to kind of crank up a lot of hopes. I do believe that I could be even in better shape a year from now. You know, that I went to the library the other day and grabbed a copy of that book, Younger Next Year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping to get a little bit of inspiration out of that. But the other thing is, I just know that there are consequences to the lifestyle that I was leading, to the things that I ate and those kinds of things. And for whatever, you know, whatever I picked up about your program that first time and then going through that. In fact, I think I told you I listened to the whole program again.
Yes,
a couple
right.
months ago.
Yeah.
You know, I can't kid myself anymore about that there are consequences to my old lifestyle.
Mm, yeah.
And sure, I wish I'd made some changes earlier when I was in my 30s or 40s, but, you know, this is where I am, and the choice is follow this path and see where it can lead, or you can stay on the old one and pretty much know where that's headed.
Sure. Yeah. So given that, what recommendations do you have for the others that would be listening to this and that could be interested in, you know, that that are interested in improving their health and fitness? So what would you say are your recommendations?
I would say don't keep leaning on the old excuse that I don't have time for this, because that's crap. That's just not true. I mean, I think that's what I used to tell myself when I'd start my exercise program and it would fall apart a week later because I had some work to do. It's, you know, stop kidding yourself about your priorities. If your priority is to make another $50,000 this year, then you really need to think about that in the grand scheme of things, especially if you were like me and you're not healthy, not living a reasonably healthy lifestyle. And don't be afraid to jump in and give it a try and make it a priority. We tend to get done the things that we think are important, what our priorities are. You know, if you think work is your priority, you're going to regret that someday.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it's great having a coach. I mean, I think a lot of people are like that. I don't think it's just me or some little slice of the population. I think people do a lot better when they know they're going to talk to somebody about it and they're going to get some feedback and some encouragement and that they're going to see some results.
Great.
So, you know, get up and get coachable.
All right. And that's why I call you Coachable Bob.
Yep. I'm still coachable. I just, I got a different coach for a while anyway.
Yeah. No, it's really great. No, it's really great.
You know, if you want to have somebody call, I'd be happy to talk to other potential clients.
Sure.
And kind of share the story if that ever helps.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that, and you know, certainly, you know, we'll make that available for people. So if they want to call you, then they can do that. And you know, most of the time, it'll be Vistage executives that I'm speaking to. So.
Yeah.
So it'll be one of your colleagues or cohorts in the Vistage community. But you know, thank you. You know,
I just want to say
thank you. It's been absolutely a joy and a pleasure coaching you and working with you. You know, going through you know all the different spaces that typically are there for people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we all go through you know challenges and wrestle with different things, and everybody's a little different. But you know, there's a lot of different spaces that everybody has to go through, and you've gone through them admirably, and you've been very coachable, and it's been great to work with you and to see your progress. And you know, I'm very clear that you have established a whole new set of healthy lifestyle behaviors for yourself.
Yep.
And they're going to stick.
Yep.
You know, they're not going away. I mean, I'm clear exercise is a part of your life now.
Yep.
I'm clear healthy eating is a part of your life now.
Yep.
I'm clear drinking water on a regular basis is a part of your life now. I'm clear staying out of the red zone is a part of your life now. Yep. And staying consistent. You know, like all these things that we focused on and the other things as well, you know, that's all part of your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not going away. So
no, it's not.
Yeah.
And I'll check in once in a while. I'll send you an email or give you a call and leave you a message and let you know what's going on. But you have a really good program and it makes a lot of sense. And you can tell anybody else that asks that I know it works because I did it. And I had lots of other excuses and things I could say were my priorities. But once you get honest and find a good coach, you're on your way.
That's great. Well, thanks again, Bob.
Ruben.
That concludes our call, I think. And thanks again. And I will talk to you soon.
You'll hear from me, I promise.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Ruben.
Great.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.